That's a real privilege, actually, to be able to come and speak to you tonight from the RMT Union and bring our fraternal greetings and solidarity to all working people in this city and across the UK who are currently fighting to face and fight this cost of living crisis. We know we're looking at a cliff edge, even with the money that Liz Truss is so kindly going to put into the economy to help us, or put into the bank accounts of her friends in big business, as we know. Effectively, for working class people, that cliff edge remains. And for millions of workers, that's what we're facing this winter, this Christmas, and into the new year. As I said, it's a great honour to be able to speak tonight, and we've affiliated to Enough is Enough, and I think the slogan itself actually resonates with people greatly across the UK, because people have had enough. The only people who don't seem to have enough are the rich and the people who own the wealth. They never seem to have enough, and they all seem to want more at our expense. The strength of this meeting tonight, and meeting apparently outside of Brandon Hill as well, is a reflection of this growing movement. And I warmly applaud Acorn, the CW, and the other organisations who've started this campaign, and there's no doubt it's echoing throughout the country. And I believe sincerely that a lot of the decision to put that extra money, even though it's inadequate, to pay off some of the bills for energy, is because they realise of this mass campaign that's doing. But that's not enough for us, comrades. We have to continue to build this campaign. There's a lot of angry people out there. If we had all the angry people in Bristol here tonight, we could overflow this meeting 1,000 times over, as we know. This campaign, the trade unions, we do have to get into the working class estates in Bristol and across the country. We know that millions of workers lack the confidence or the organisation at the current moment to act and to fight back. But hopefully this year, when we took our first week of strike action in the RMT, something happened which we didn't realise. The industrial landscape across the United Kingdom, I think, changed in that week, because people seen, and we hadn't expected that, but people seen that there was a union prepared to take national action against the employers and against the government, effectively, because the government are controlling and running dispute against rail workers. We all know that, and that is who we're fighting. But we're not afraid of that, and I think the reason why our dispute has resonated with millions of people is because people have seen, as a trade union and our leadership and the way they've spoken, aren't fearful about speaking up for working people. We're not doffing our cap, we're not going in begging, we're demanding. We're demanding, and we have a right to demand. Demanding that 2.7 million people using food banks is a disgrace and obscene. Poor sticking meals because of money, and because they go hungry, because they have to pay other bills. 1.2 million taking out payday loans for essentials. And the bottom 20% of the population, disposable income is only £12,798. That's £35 a day. If you've got a family as a household, that's impossible. It was impossible before the pandemic. During a pandemic, it's going to be tenfold impossible once the bills start coming in for energy, and once food costs continue to rise and petrol continues to rise as well. This is an obscene crisis. It's not our making. I was asked earlier on by a reporter, do we feel that we're going back to the 1970s and we're going to create a wage inflation spiral? This is crisis. It's not our fault.
Yes.
This crisis. Feet of working people is an obscenity in itself. For some of our spokespeople not to condemn that and not to expose that for what it is also a massive mistake on their behalf. We need Labour leaders, we need socialist leaders, we need trade union leaders. Get off the fence. We're going to fight. And I know many of these people will know much more than me in terms of facts, but you look at how the 1% have 230 times more wealth than the bottom 10%. And they, by the way, had a pay rise of 9%, according to The Guardian, in August. When the bottom 10%, it was a 1.3%. So in the midst of all this, we can see where the money is going. There is wealth. We produce the wealth. We know it's there. The fact is, it's being taken from us every day. It's being taken from those people who've got £35 a week to keep their household together. That's where the wealth is coming to go to the billionaires. And what do they do with it? They export it into safe havens where they can make even more money. That money is taking food, it's taking housing, it's taking energy away from ordinary working people in this country, and we have to end it.
Yes.
Statements from Mick Lynch, our leader of the RMT, recently, and I think I was up at Durham Miners Festival when he made it, was about the fact that we're no longer going to be meek and humble. The working class is back.
Yeah.
And what he meant by that is we've always been there. We know the working class is there because this society wouldn't have any wealth if it wasn't for the kind benefits of working class people handing over that wealth every week. But what we do know is people are becoming more class conscious. They're becoming aware that classes actually do run the society. We do have a capitalist rich class who are exploiting us for everything we've got. And that must end. And I think people now are beginning to become more aware. But more importantly, they want to be organised. So we have to play that role. This campaign has to play that role. Going out into the estates, into the workplaces where there's no workers organising trade unions, and getting working class people organised.
Yes.
The more organised we are, the stronger we are, and we can win. I remember a 16-year-old in Bristol. I left school, went to start my apprenticeship, and the first day I started work, I joined a trade union, the Transport and General Workers Union at the time, and I was a fearful builder apprentice. I later on went to the railway industry in the same job, where I joined another trade union, which was then the NUR and is now the RMT. I've always been, and my family have been, trade union members, but what we have to be conscious of is that history, that tradition, and that belief doesn't exist in all working class estates and all working class families. But without organisation, then we're vulnerable. We're alone, an individual, and the employers will pick us off. But what we're showing bit by bit, war strikes, TW, other workers, firefighters, civil servants, teachers, university workers now are considering as well balloting and taking strike action, and we're going to be doing that together. I have to say, unity on days of strike action is not just a nice thing to do, it's an absolute essential thing to do. And by the way, if that means the strike is general and it's a general strike and it stops society, we'll show where the real power lies in this. And the opportunity to speak tonight. But as I said, at 16, 17, I became a socialist and I became a trade unionist, and I've been fighting that battle all my working life. I don't want to see my children and my grandchildren having to face these same battles in 50 years' time. Because if we don't change society, and just one comment on that, because I know Suzanne kindly read out the list of the demands for this campaign. But I have to say, it reads a little bit like a short list. It could be a lot longer list, actually, of the opportunity we had in 2017 and 19 to pass those just coming. Mistake again, not to become by the media, the millionaire media, by the way, and the bosses. We got conned out of government, that all those things would have been, if you like, a list of achievements for that Labour government that would have been in power now, because they would have stopped those things. We'd have had decent housing, energy bills would have been capped because they would have been nationalised. We would have have decent housing, ending food poverty, and have decent pay rises. Now, I don't think that would have been easy for a Corbyn government, and we would have faced opposition from the rich and the powerful in the establishment. And we've seen them on show in the last few weeks, haven't we? But I would say, at this meeting, we need to look forward and unite as a class. We need to believe in our own, as our union does, as a socialist united union, saying that we just don't need to change the government, we just don't need to change the employers. We do need to change society, and we need to learn our lessons from history on that. Yeah.